Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Klal Chavches, we're in Simon Beis, and we're expanding the point which we mentioned before. The Mishar Tfilas were in the third line of the Chayodim, of that paragraph. The Mishar Tfilas, Medina, how you royally espial lo yudches, really meikir adin, it would be appropriate to daven a regular weekly Shemon Esrei, elo deloy atrechu, rabbonon, chazar, we're not matriachos to daven it. V'chein kol brocha shehiskol germer. So if you said a brocha, you finish it. Abba b'musaf, the Medina ain't sarkli espial lo rak shema brochas. Musaf, where there's no halacha of a weekday Shemon Esrei at all, and there, it's not modeled on a weekday Shemon Esrei, so really it is, this is the bracha, these seven brachas, and that's it. So you're saying outside words? So the Chayin Poisek, therefore, he interrupts. Now, going back to the Atochonin issue, so he said one word already starts off the bracha, you have to finish off the bracha. The exception to that is Atochonin, because the word Atoh is not indicative of the fact that you started a weekday Shemon Esrei. Maybe you meant to say Atoh Kiddushto. Maybe you meant to say Atoh Echod. Seeming like your intention was for the weekday Shemon Esrei, but you didn't say it yet. V'davka shkar omer Atoh choynein. Avlim omer rak tebes Atoh. V'arvis u'bemincha. U'mos of the Rosh Chodesh v'Shabbos. Now the Mishmur points out that that's really not relevant, even though that starts with a toyo tzarto, alom chomikadem, a toyo tzarto. So the word atah is shared with mincha and with marav and with the weekday atah earning, but it's not relevant because it's just said musaf is different. The gam tefilas Shabbos maskal atah. All of these tefilas start with the word atah. Even though he was planning to say atah chernein, but all he said was the word atah. So then he just continues with the regular. He realizes he said the word atah, thinking weekday. Then he realizes it's Shabbos. He corrects himself. He does not have to finish off the rest of the bracha because he said already the first word of the bracha. Rather, he goes back to Tfilas Shabbos. Abba b'shachris. Now, Shabbos, morning Shachar, is the word the Shemon Esrei starts with the word Yismach. He said Atah. So what do we do now? Im hoyisak habanasa loymer atochenin avogav shalomer omer rak Atah. He planned to say atochenin. He said the word Atah, which theoretically applies to the tefillah Shabbos, but not to this tefillah. So he's said the word Atah, indicating that he plans to daven a week to Shemon Esrei. So he's mechuyav to finish off that bracha. By Shachris, if his intention was Atah Chaynin, even only said the word Atah. Kimin shagam tevis Atah lo shach l'tfil zoi, v'gam kamanos ha'yisah shal l'shalchol, gomar asa brocha shal Atah Chaynin umas lo yismach. So he has to, in Shabbos Shachris, he has to finish off the brocha and then go back to the paragraph of Yismach Moish. Alim yada shehu Shabbos. He knew it was Shabbos, but even so, you know, when you're planning daven Shabbos, sometimes the words come out without your thought process, not following your thought process. See, he was so used to saying the word Atah, because that's the next word after Kel HaKadosh, the next word is Atah. So the word came out Atah, even though it wasn't his intention. So over there, Yerma Yisrael Moshe, the Lagar Me'ilu, he spelled B'Shachar, Atah Kiddashta, the Yotzah. The halacha is, we'll see, if a person mixed up the different paragraphs of Tfilas Shabbos and he davened the Marav paragraph by Shacharis, he's Yotzei. So the word Atah does not necessarily mean the wrong phrase, because it could mean Atah Kiddushto, which means you have your Yotzei, your Tfilas Shabbos. So therefore, since he planned the daven Tfilas Shabbos, and he said the word Atah, so then he does not need to finish off. But let's say he said Atah Chaynin. The Chayal was understanding, let's say he said Atah Chaynin. Just Machos Hergeloi, but he said the word Atah Chaynin. He already started, that's clearly indicating he started the weekday bracha. So even though his intention was Adav and Shal Shabbos, he should finish off the bracha which he started. So that this is actually a question, but it's the achrav l'chayodim, that a person, even though he was not really thinking, and just came out on its own, and he knew it was Shabbos, but once he starts enough of the bracha, that's clearly indicating that he's referring to a weekday bracha, so he has to finish up the rest of the bracha. But in a case where he just said the word Atah, so by Friday night and Shabbos Mincha, he realizes afterward Atah, even though he planned to say a weekday Shemoneh Esrei, he goes back to the bracha of Shabbos. He does not finish off the weekday bracha. By Shacharis, it depends what his intention was. If his intention was for weekday bracha, he would have to finish it off. If his intention was for the Shabbos bracha and he just came out, he would not go back. He would, in that situation, the word Atah is not conclusive, and he would continue Yismach Moshe. Have a good day.